On a mid-January afternoon, a typical sunny Texas winter day, Nora Shell, Lake Waco Wetlands Coordinator, drives me through the property. She points out great blue herons and great egrets, and a partially gnawed tree, which is evidence of beaver activity.
Two great blue herons, what's the white one?
An egret, a great egret.
These animals are taking advantage of the remaining pockets of water, small ponds, and the 180-acre marsh. So why are the wetlands dry? Well, despite Texas's reputation for dry weather, it has nothing to do with a drought. The reason the wetlands are dry is the pumps that provide water to the area need maintenance. You see, the Lake Waco wetlands are man-made. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, the city raised Lake Waco's water level in order to produce more water for the city of Waco. Shell explains the environmental impact of this expansion.
When we raised the lake level at Lake Waco by 7 feet, we destroyed some shoreline around Lake Waco. Lake Waco has approximately like 70-something miles of shoreline around, and we destroyed 5 naturally occurring acres of wetland.
So the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requested that Waco complete a habitat mitigation project to offset the impact. Here's the kicker, though. Waco didn't have to make a new wetland. It could have done something much easier and cheaper, or given the money to the U.S. Corps of Engineers. Instead, Waco created the wetlands and maintains it to this day. The Lake Waco wetlands are relatively small, but their impact in terms of research and education is large. Baylor is one of the main research presences in the wetlands, but Shell says,
now it's grown where it's not just Baylor, it's Texas Tech, because they have a partnership with MCC now, so they're local. And I've worked with Texas A&M, College Station, Texas UT, Tyler UT Austin. So it's just a neat place to have in our own backyard where people, like I said, can come and enjoy nature, but it's also used for relevant research as well.
Topics of research include everything from studying the species that live there, to the effect of titanium and wastewater on the wetland, and the wetland's efficiency at filtering it out, to examining pharmaceuticals in the water. In addition to university research, the Waco wetland sees about 4,000 students of all ages every year, and they come from schools as far away as the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
When a school group comes out, whether they're pre-kinder or college age level, we're going to do something outside with them. We're going to obviously hike them around the wetlands, but we, depending on their age appropriateness, we're going to do water testing, and we're going to do plankton testing. We're going to look under the microscopes at little plankton, and we always talk about SpongeBob SquarePants and Mr. Plankton.
Students learn about the research process and, most importantly to Shell, where their water comes from. Dr. Robert Doyle, director of the Center for Reservoir and Aquatic Systems Research and chair of Baylor University's biology department, explains the continuing importance of the wetlands.
You know, I'm sometimes asked, will the wetland save the lake? And I always say, no, we're not putting enough water through there to save the lake. But I actually think the wetland might save the lake in a different way. If we keep taking 3,000 or 4,000 kids out there a year, these kids someday grow up to be voters, and if they remember what they learned, they will make good choices when it comes to voting for things that hard choices we need to make about water management. And part of those are going to benefit the lake.
It remains uncertain when maintenance on the pumps will be complete and the wetlands will get their water back. But the project continues to play an important role in education and research as people learn about habitat and wildlife management and enjoy the area's beauty and serenity. For KWBU, I'm Avery Lill.